There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Thanksgiving. That's an easy special we should do. That's an easy special.
I love stuffed turkey.
Every holiday.
I love stuffing.
I bet you like your stuffing. He goes, fire! Fire!
Especially when you stuff it from the rear. So today we're doing metal monologues. We kept talking about this forever. Yeah. And me and Deanna actually kind of did one. We acted out a scene of Living After Midnight where I played a... We played a couple and I was the drunk guy. And she was accusing me of being loaded. Loaded. Mm. Like, yeah, well, that's when the lights come on. It's really funny. We should do that again.
It
and
was
do.
Fun.
We should do it at Bernie's.
Yeah, you should do it live.
We should do it at Bernie's.
Yeah, do it at Bernie's.
Bernie's is a great place to do it. We'd have to rehearse it once with even just an acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you bring an acoustic guitar to Bernie's?
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that.
Let's do it. That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Deanna was nice enough to bring some actors, actresses to our amazing studio out here in Califon, New Jersey. Now, a little update. I don't know if we can announce this now, but I'm a little hopped up, and I want people to know our progress. I have an agency and a manager, blah, blah, blah. I keep saying, get us some festivals. I want Rock in the Range, Rock in the Range. Now, I know I'm booked. They told me today, like, listen, right now I am the radio interviewer for all the headliners. All the headliner bands for Rockin' the Range, I'm interviewing them all next week for Rockin' the Range Radio, which brings me...
So you're not there interviewing them?
No, I do right over the phone.
Okay, so it's not at Rock of the Range or something?
No, no, like I'm going on a...
When and where is Rock on the Range?
Every May. Mm-hmm. It, to me, it's one of the best... I don't want to get... One of the best, if not the best... rock festivals in America. Rock, hard rock. It was the first one we played.
Yeah.
And that led to the album and everything else. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get on last year, and I said, get us on this year. Now they say, oh, we got you on the comedy tent. I'll do the comedy tent, but want the band playing Rockin' the Range. Because now I'm interviewing, and depending on their announcement...
Oh... you might not be enough.
This following statement. So if this following statement is blacked out and you just hear, it's because they haven't made the announcement yet. However, I am interviewing Monday.
What?
So clearly they are headlining Rock on the Range. And I said, get us on the night place.
Mm-hmm.
I just get us there the day playing. How hard can it be? The last time we played, we were in a parking lot.
Yeah.
who's on Rockin' the Range?
So did they say, no, we're not?
I just haven't had answers, and that enrages me. Uh-huh. And I keep saying, first you said, well, we always book the festivals. We should get you on Joe Schmo Festival and the Hair Nation Festival and this festival and that. And the season's October, November. Well, we're in November. I haven't heard anything yet. So what's going on?
They seem to make it to booking you on the comedy tent. Why not?
What's the deal?
Yeah.
I'll do free comedy. I'll do comedy. Pay me the comedy, and we'll figure everything else out with the band. Get us that band slot. What is the big deal?
Who are the other headliners?
I don't know yet.
You don't know who you're interviewing?
I don't. I'm waiting for the names of the interview. But if... is that who?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Does it matter after that?
Well, it's going to be huge.
Who can possibly be headline? That is the biggest headliner they've ever had.
That means every big band's going to want to be on that now.
Every big band is going to want to be on that festival.
So much fun.
Now, I know Five Finger Death Punch plays every year.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, yeah. They're there every year.
I don't know that band.
I didn't.
Sounding group.
I didn't either until we saw them, and it's something to see.
Yeah,
it's definitely a sight to see. You'll hear other voices in the background. We'll introduce them in a second. They are actors and actresses. So that's why if you hear like a voice in the background, they have no clue. They're not metal. That's fine.
Nope. Although Metallica was my first concert.
What was?
Metallica.
Wow. Yeah. Where was that?
Yeah. I was in Grand Rapids.
Wow.
Yeah. Also,
how long ago?
Oh my gosh, 20 years. Yeah, 20 years ago.
So that was probably, I'm going to assume, I'm going to make a prediction. This is when the Black Album came out. Because no girls enjoyed Metallica until the song Nothing Else Matters came out.
And were you waiting for that one the whole time?
And that is when in Nothing Else Matters, bling, bling, bling. Never cared for what they do, bling, bling. Never cared for what they know.
Is that the same album as Unforgiven, or is that?
Yes.
Oh, so that's
Newborn Thrones is earth and quickly is subdued. That album brought the chicks.
Uh-huh.
And that actually brought everyone. It brought everyone into like, I don't like this music, but I really enjoy the Unforgiven song.
It brought jocks, too. Before that, Metallica was dirtbags before that.
It was just dirtbag. Underground, scary people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they exploded commercially.
Was that a big change of producer?
That was Bob Rock.
Yes, Bob Rock.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That was Bob Rock.
That makes a lot of sense.
Send them Bob Rock.
Well, it's amazing how often that happens. Production.
AC/DC.
Really
send them.
Send them Mutt Lang.
Yeah.
Send them Mutt Lang. We better get on that festival, and we better be on
a lot of festivals.
The day it's planned. That's all I care about. Get us on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we better be on all these other ones.
Mm-hmm. Step it up.
I'd hate to find more.
Who are we talking to? Who's got to step it up?
I mean, right.
I think
more aggressive.
Do the festivals have to ask us, or are we supposed to?
No, we go after them.
Oh,
if you're booking big bands,
uh-huh.
You can't. We are not a make us the bargaining chip.
Should I start calling tomorrow?
Yes,
you want me to call?
And you get comedy. I'll host whatever you need me to host. I'll create game shows for you. Mm-hmm. I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah,
get us on there.
Mm-hmm.
Work with us.
Give me a list of numbers. I'll call.
I already called this morning in L.A. L.A., it's 9 a.m. I already called twice, and I just emailed them.
Now that I'm cleaned up, I'm confident.
Yeah, you look crazy confident, Alex. Yeah. Alex, you look tremendous.
Alex, you got to get on a mic here. Come over here.
Alex looks like he's to wait till you go on the website and you look at Alex.
We can just do a before and after.
Before and after
of Alex.
You look 11 years old. You look 11 years old.
You even feel wimpier in jiu-jitsu today, too.
You totally look wimpier. But it's not, I wouldn't say the word wimpier. He looks more innocent. Mm. He looks more innocent and non-aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like he'd be confrontational. God, I got all the words are coming. So
it's from the lyric writing.
Which to me is much better. Yeah. I'd much rather go with your look because it looks like I could take advantage of you.
Yeah.
If I'm a belligerent drunk and start hitting on your wife, like, where's this poor schmuck gonna go? He's just gonna take it. And then next thing you know, I'm being choked out.
There you go.
Tapping out. Who would have thought that from Beaver Cleaver? Okay. So let's introduce our guest, Deanna, the lovely Deanna. Will you tell us who you put together today? Who? Let's start with the lovely young lady on your right.
So this is Michelle David.
Michelle's the one who said she went to her first concert with Metallica.
True story. Mm-hmm.
And Michelle, I met many years ago in an acting class, and she blew me away. She's one of the most amazing actresses I've ever met.
Big compliment coming from Deanna.
That's also true.
Glorious. Mm-hmm.
What, so you've acted forever?
Like forever, forever.
Well, meaning
no, I
that's
have.
What you've
I mean, I had
done?
My Fair Lady memorized by the age of two, and I would sing it to the television. So, yeah, totally, forever.
And did you take it in school? And
I did eventually. I tried to get away from it. I went to University of Michigan and tried to, you know, I was like, oh, I'm at this great school. I'm going to do stuff. But then I studied like English and history, and I'm like, this isn't going to get me anywhere anyway. So I ended up studying at the very end, and I moved to L.A.
So you really try to get in it. You try to get TV and film and stuff?
You know, I'm kind of the worst. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't think I've ever really hustled. Like, you're talking to some of these other guys over here, real hustlers. And I just love it. I hustle in that we started a theater company together. And we make some awesome work. But I love it. I can't get away from it.
Well, there's all different levels of working and loving it and passionate. So it's not like if some people go, oh, you're an actor, and they think, like, what movie were you in?
Yeah.
It doesn't go like that. It could be, what town do you play in? What?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's all different. There's most actors give their time for the local theater and town, and they're volunteering all their time and all that jazz. So that passion is always, it's no different than a musician.
Yeah, it's like I play with this guy. She's like, will I know any of his songs? I was like, I don't know.
He plays the church on Sunday, and then he's at Bernie's open mic night.
Do you go to St. Catherine's Church ever?
You might know him.
Tear it up between 8 and 9:15, bro. 9 and 9:15, I got my solo.
He packs that place on Sunday.
Jesus breaks off with Peter. It's an intense solo.
He's huge in Chester.
Oh my god. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Love it.
Okay.
I used to manage restaurants. Now I'm coaching people, and I'm going to keep acting. I'll keep acting. I'm still doing it because I get crazy if I don't act. It gets a little weird, all the voices.
No. It's a creative thing. I get it. You going to say something, Mike?
No.
I was like, what's that smirk over there?
She's a little crazy. Decided to hold it
she's
back.
She's definitely. I'll wait to the end to say something. But I. No. It. You remind me of everyone I went to theater with.
Oh,
like
boy.
You came. No. You came in the room, and there's always. I want to use the right word, for there's always. Quirky is not a good word. It's just. You came in, you could tell like that bird flies on a different branch once in a while.
That's an amazing analogy.
That's an accurate statement.
Definitely.
That's real.
There's like all these trees over there. Yeah. There's one bird over there on one
bird
stick.
Over there, and she's fascinated by certain.
It's just a stump over on the other side of the field.
This is way more appealing and attracting to her than everything that's going on over there. Because
yeah,
she came in here and she sized up your entire room.
I did. I went through all your stuff.
She did. She's just like, wow, this is.
I
thought that was fascinating.
Me and Michelle co-directed in Violet's first theater show.
Yes, we did.
And what we did was we went into the theater and we clapped to clear the energy out of all the corners of the space and
normal.
And rang bells.
Yeah.
Should I not tell them this? It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Yeah, Deanna's with all the other birds on the normal trees.
Hey, listen, all the people that know how to sage a space, they're going to be on my side.
Like, I wonder if guys like Tom Hanks and Alec Baldwin, like, was there a time where Nicholson is like, let's start clapping in the corner. Get this energy in the right direction.
And then he took off.
And then he did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. There you go.
Right. You know, it's Pacino coming there. Hoo-ah! Clap your hands.
Everybody clap your hands. We're going to change the energy from this horror. Bad energy.
I think Pesci wants to clap.
Nah, I'm not clapping.
Oh, man, what should you do? You come in here, you slap your hands, you're gonna get great energy.
I'm not doing it.
Why ain't you doing it? That's what actors do.
I'm not doing it. I gotta be that way. Nah, you do it. Nah, you guys are good. You're good. You do it. I'm good.
Oh, I hear you clapping.
The hell is Nicholson doing in the corner? We're in the energy.
Wait, you should get Ozzy to do it.
Shazad. The first thing we gotta do is clap our hands and get crazy. Mother's going crazy. What's your name? Lenny. Lenny's going crazy.
The energy's all clear.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome. Okay, so you're Deanna, who picked the monologues?
I think you suggested the first one that I gave them. And then Peace Sells.
No One Like You from the Scorpions.
Oh, my. Now, let me ask something. You know the song, kind of, right?
Oh, the first one? I don't even know if I read the first one.
No, but do you know the song?
Do I know this? I don't know. Not by name, but I also don't know the names of anyone in the world.
See, no, I love. No, no, no.
That's better.
To me, that's much better.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wasn't even sure if I was supposed to tell them.
Yeah, she tried to describe. She tried to make it like discreet.
No, I love. To me, what this is all about is, I love how he could take lyrics or something. You have no clue what it sounds like. You have no clue. What backs it, and you can create something out of it. That to me is that's brilliance. That's just absolutely brilliant. So
what I had told them too was, back in the day we did this thing where you had to make sense of a nursery rhyme as if it was a monologue, and you just and they don't make sense, so you have to justify it. So that's
okay.
Part of the direction.
Love it
for some of these.
So when they do this, they're doing it word for word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, whatever you want.
No, 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 I love it. love it. Great. Name, once again?
Michelle. David, yeah.
All right. And you're going to be where?
I'm going to be at the Miles Square Theater in Hoboken in December, December 1st through the 18th. We're doing It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play. It's pretty cool. You get to watch people do something like this, where they do all the old Foley and sounds on stage, like we're recording it for real. It's a really cool play.
What was your first play you ever did?
Oh, I was Bambi's mother in kindergarten.
Oh,
awesome. Yeah, I died.
Do you remember any of your lines?
I'll call him Bambi, my little brother.
Oh, no.
Old man Belder shot Bambi.
Mommy, I landed the part of Bambi. What's it called? Called Dead on First Page. It's called I'm Dead. Page one. Excuse me, it's page three. The first two pages are showing leaves and frolicking.
And I start singing my song.
Page three, shot in the face. What about, since you take it in high school, too?
Yeah.
Hold on, Bambi's been shot. Clap your hands. Oh, bad energy. Killing Bambi. Okay, now I'm ready.
So why are you killing a poor animal? Little thing, frolicking around, shoots a poor thing.
All right, thanks.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Thank you.
Hmm. It's all coming back to me now, all the plays I did.
Oh, yeah,
I
don't know.
What
all
plays
all
did
the,
you do?
All the parts inside him. Yeah,
I did. My favorite one, you probably never heard of. I did the classics. I did, oh my God. I did Wait Until Dark. I did, that was a blind woman who, yeah.
Amazing. Did Marissa Tomei do the film?
Huh?
Did she, was it made into a film? It was Marissa Tomei?
Yes.
Marissa Tomei?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was what Marissa Tomei too.
I
know
it was an older film.
It was an older one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But they might have.
Scary.
Or maybe it was a stage version and then she was in.
I know Uta Hagen did it at one point. I think she did the original.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And then Glass Menagerie.
Oh, yeah. Were you Tom?
I was Tom? I was Tom. That's the narrator?
Yeah.
I'm Tom. Yeah, I was Tom. I was her brother.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a narrator, blah, blah, blah.
Blue Roses.
And then my favorite ever was this thing called When You Coming Back, Red Rider. I loved that play.
What was it?
It was a diner in the Midwest, middle of nowhere. Everyone knew each other. And I entered the diner, and you just wasn't sure what this guy's agenda was at first. He got in everyone's head. He got to know. He pretty much interviewed everyone, but he was an ass. And it turned out basically he's going to rob them. While his car is being repaired, he's going to hold everyone hostage, end up sucking face with this one. He's going to steal this guy's girl, suck face with her. This guy, he's going to ridicule because he's never chased his dreams. He just sits there and he complains about everything. He pretty much, in a bizarre way, he inspires. He calls out everyone's weaknesses of why aren't you doing this? It's because you're nothing. You're just this, that, and that. But in the meantime, he destroys this one's life. He ends up sucking face with this one, and he leaves he steals their money and all that, and he gets away with it all. But when he leaves, everyone becomes something different after that thing. It was awesome. A, because I got the suck face. And night two, I think mouths opened up. So I was like, oh my. And I remember it was such a natural thing on stage. Like, do we just. Oh my God. Wow. That was holy. And the reaction was phenomenal. And I just remember I was so excited because to me, I know this is dumb, but to me, this is my finest acting moment is when I got slapped by one of the females out of pure anger and frustration. And the entire audience like stood up like, and I went, oh my God, they're really buying into this. This is awesome that we got them to that point. That only happened twice, but here it is. I remember Nassib Community College, that moment when I got slapped in the crowd. I was like, kill him. Kill him. And I felt that was awesome. So
that's good. You weren't worried about people liking you.
Yeah.
The character.
No.
He's the truth.
No. I freaking loved it. Okay. So let's, the gentleman on your left.
So this is Juan Francisco Villa.
Oh my God!
Jeez,
spicy. And I feel like
holy cow! Can we get some samba
lou? Excuse me.
Hold on a second. I want to hold up the Gypsy King song. Hold on a second. Wow, what a name!
I feel like Juan or Andrew should introduce you because I don't know. You've been doing so many things lately, like so many awesome things, but I don't know all of them.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Yes.
No, talk about yourself, Juan. No.
Now who's talking? So the audience knows who's talking.
So this is Andrew Blair.
Two actors. There's two of the actors.
Crap right here. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Yep. Andrew Blair talking about Juan Francisco Villa. Juan is. As long as I've known him and been in this, which is this game, about 10 years. He is an artist in one of the truest forms, just a very creative being, and his outlet happens to be acting.
And writing, right?
And writing. And yeah, so when I first got to know Juan, he was doing a one-man show that he collaborated with April Thompson? April Yvette Thompson, who was out of Maggie Flanigan's studio at the time. And
poor Maggie Flanigan.
Yeah, and inspired him to write this show about growing up on the Lower East Side and his relationships with the men in his family growing up. And it was called Empanada for a Dream. And I have never seen anything more electric on stage.
I saw it too. It was amazing.
Yeah. Were you inspired by anyone? Juan?
Yeah.
Did you ever see...
It's going to be the obvious answer of once I saw John Leguizamo.
That's what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's the classic
when
story.
When I saw John Leguizamo do that HBO...
Clown? Freak? I mean, that was when I was on HBO. Okay.
Freak, and he came out and he did all the characters like in his neighborhood or whatever. Yeah. Went, oh my God, this guy's ridiculous.
That's the guy that, you know, I hope so he shows up.
Go to you saw it. Yeah,
I saw that. I didn't. I mean, when I was doing it, I grew up in LES, and there's an all boys high school. I went to LaSalle Academy, and that's when I started doing Shakespeare, pretty much to stay out of the streets. Like Giuliani was around, and he was going hardcore with the neighborhood, with the whole changeover, and it kept me off the streets doing theater. And then in college, I did.
Now, when you say Giuliani, as in Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you say he was doing a change for the better,
you know, it's a fine line. You know, I
because we just had this conversation in my kitchen this morning.
Yeah,
this is really nuts.
I can get nostalgic and remembering how things were fantastic in the neighborhood. I know when I tell people or when people see the solo show, they're just like, that doesn't seem like the happiest of times. And I'm like, well, I don't know how else to look at it. But my friends, you know, people were getting thrown in paddy wagons for nothing. You know, the three strikes you're out was a big thing. So.
Right.
I don't think it was for the best.
But financially
for the city and for different neighborhoods, it's a big deal. Like I still remember reading in the Post or
it was huge
Newsday when Disney bought over Times Square.
Times Square, that's right. I remember
I
that.
Still remember reading it and just being like, "What? That just makes no sense." I used to watch Kung Fu flicks over there.
Right.
Double features, triple features with my uncles and I just thought, how are you
see
gonna...
now? Oh yeah. Well, Giuliani, listen. I also have a different perspective because I wasn't in the problem area. By the time I'm in the city, I'm making money. I'm on TV and da da da. So I was in the. I was on the side of. I like what he's doing, meaning he said or promoted. I'm gonna take homeless and I'm gonna take. You're not just going. No, I'm gonna pick you up. But now you're going to work. You're going to work in a shelter. You may not get paid a lot, but you're going to work and start working your way up and start just give you something to move for rather than just here's a freebie. Here you get the shelter. We'll give you a bed, but you're going to have to learn to make the bed and make some of the other people's beds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that was the selling point, what was going on and all that jazz. And okay, to stop crime, you can't, how many times do we have to tell you because the system's not working. You go in, you come back out, you commit more crimes, you go in. So third time, you're out of there. No matter what, you're out of there. So maybe that's your incentive to please stop. Now you know we're not messing around. Third time, you're out of there. So this is just weird that you brought that up. We were talking about it this morning.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I don't know if you've seen the documentary 13th.
No.
On Netflix. And they talk about that. You know, it's like, what are the three strikes, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, the
it
question...
It could be vague.
It could be very vague. So back then, especially the late 80s and early 90s, a small amount of weed, you got a longer sentence than the same amount of cocaine.
Right.
So if you compare the two...
Right.
This is a specific class and type of people who can afford you know, both. So now politicians, in the documentary, they talk about it. Even Newt Gingrich, who talks about it, he says... We didn't handle that the best way possible. And
right.
They had ulterior motives to get as many people in prison. And it decimated neighborhoods.
Because that was a big money-making machine, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
So back then, you know, I think there were some good things that came out of it. But
and you took the acting route to get out of there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get away.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, hero. I got to see him in in HBO after I graduated college up in Syracuse, which is where I saw you. I saw you perform.
You did?
You performed at Lemoyne College in Syracuse, New York, and we used a urinal next to each other. While we were next to each other, I was like, hey.
Jim, you told me about
that. There was a whole thing there, and I said, hey, man, I'm sorry to say this right now, but I think you're awesome. And I see Uptown Comedy Club, loved you on that with Tracy. And you were like, hey, that's great. And then we just talked real quick and then it was done.
Well, anytime anyone brings up to you Uptown Comedy Club, I immediately have a different feeling. That was one of the greatest times I ever had in my life.
Oh, you were like
culturally too.
I had friends who told me to watch it, and I was like, what the fuck am I going to watch this? And then they're like, no, there's this dude, this white guy. I was like, I already seen the white guy. No. This other motherfucker's crazy. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's just whacked out. This other dude, Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
And then I started watching it, and we just were hooked.
I loved that show. It was such a great show. I wrote about my book. That time changed my whole life on so many levels, not just TV and acting, but culturally. Going to Harlem every day from growing up on a street in Long Island where if a black guy walked down the street, he was like, there's a bear! Everyone in the house! Everyone in the house! It's looking at the fat white women in the house! There's a bear coming down the street! It's going in the yard, just not even asking. It's walking wherever it wants. Don't climb the trees, they can climb. Hide your purses and the fat white girls. It was to go from that mentality to now I'm in Harlem every day was amazing.
Killing it.
Oh my God, I loved walking down. And then I would, the more comfortable I get, the more I would park deeper on the side streets. Because first it was like, I need to be within eagle's eye of where my car is. And then by, just being honest. And then
I'll walk three blocks.
Walk three blocks in Harlem, 125th and 5th. Eat down. That. And then literally I would park deeper in on the side streets. And I loved it. I walked down the street and people were like, what's up, white boy? Crazy white boy, you gonna be funny this week? We love you, crazy white boy. I loved it. I would bring D made brownies one time, my wife made brownies. I get out of the car and I'm like four blocks from, and it took two kids came up. They weren't even kids, they were like teenagers, like, where you bringing them brownies? I said, you want one? I swear on my life, like seagulls came out. They ate it all. I didn't walk 10 feet. My entire platter of like 30 brownies were gone. They came running out of houses. And that stuff just made me realize like, oh my God, the simple thing of me just making a brownie, whatever. They were running out of there. They're giving away brownies. It blew my mind. Completely blew my mind. So after spending two and a half years there, I didn't want to leave. It was the greatest time I ever had.
That's when you transitioned to SNL?
Yeah, well, it was a little period between that where they were developing shows for me and
Was Half Baked around that time?
Half Baked was after, it was the second year of SNL. Towards the second, so it was Uptown ended, and then I was in development deals. Back then, they were like, we'll give you $50,000 to hold you for a year. Like, that's a lot of bagels in the morning. I'm in. Just paid for my year rent in this attic. Let's do it. Yeah, I just stay home. Do you call me? And that's where I met Joe Rogan. Uh-huh. And me and Rogan then were up for this baseball show.
Right.
And he got it, and I ended up being in the pilot and all that jazz. And I watched him with the karate guy at the craft table. Take karate?
Oh, you told me that.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Joe Rogan is like one of Mike's favorite podcasters.
So, yeah. Okay. So that's where we, so where are you now? Where are you acting
moved,
now?
I just moved back a month ago. I was in Chicago for a long time. So
you do theater out there? Are you working out there?
Yeah, I did a lot of theater over there.
Is that all you do is theater?
It's mainly theater. Just a few years ago, I started doing more on camera stuff. Huh. So that's kind of the my family. I moved back for my family and also to do more on camera. There's more opportunities here.
So you have an agent and all that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an agent from Chicago, but they have a good presence here in New York. Yeah. So it's been good. It's been good. And I'm, you know, dealing with them now.
Very interesting. So what is Juan doing?
I mean, there was a bunch of stuff sent. Like,
which one is he doing? Do you know Deanna or
I was
no?
left up to
No, I gave them the option to choose whichever.
The
they
second
like.
One was one that I was looking at, which was
which is what?
It's the first line is, "What do you mean? I don't believe in God."
Oh my God.
That's the one. That's my pick.
Oh. I like that one. I
love
like
it.
That one.
I want that. I want to hear that one.
So that's bad. The one.
I've done that, but I've probably picked a character that you are not going to pick. And I don't want to give away. I don't want to give away my character. I don't want to give away my character. And I'll do it. I'm really curious to see where you're going to go with that.
Me too.
Wow.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's the one.
Wow. This is awesome. This is so freaking okay. And then over here, introduction once again on the far left. The last actor over here once again, who just kind of introduced Juan, but we don't know about you right now, right here.
So this is Andrew Blair. Andrew Blair's also
it's a great. It's Matt Damon, Andrew Blair.
Yeah, that's
a great
name.
It's like an action hero name.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. She should star in the movie just for the name. Yeah.
Andrew Blair. Today we have Andrew Blair.
Actually, it's Andrew Quality Blair is what they call him.
Quality Blair.
I don't like the quality.
Yeah, no. That's not my
no,
stage name.
No, I get
name.
The
I
nickname. With, yeah. Yeah, it's the nickname. Yeah, yeah. Quality.
Yeah. You're not going to get quantity out of me.
Quality. Zip, zap, thump.
Acting?
That's for the mind to figure out there, Alex. You back there stuffing the turkey? Where are you at?
Wait, how am I supposed to do it? I forget. What direction?
All right.
Yeah. Leave it to Alex. All right. So where's Andrew Blair? Are you full-time actor? Are you another job and then still
I sling hooch on the side, but I just got back.
What does that mean?
Bartend.
Got it.
Bartend, yep. Okay. But I just got back from a two-month trip shooting a show for Amazon in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
And,
yeah. Wow. It was mind-blowing, man. It was
what's
really,
the show?
Yeah, tell them the camera.
So I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it. Like
wait a minute.
Years.
So it's a show. It's not like a document.
It's a docudrama. So
docudrama.
It's
a voiceover, and then they go to what
so
it is.
So you guys watch Narcos?
Yeah.
You know how like that's all VO, and they show what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as. I actually don't know how it's going to end up.
It's almost
cut.
Like all the shows on Bravo and 48.
Yeah,
they found the DNA. They asked Charlie.
It won't be as documentary as that. I think it'll if it was between that and Narcos, it would be more toward Narcos than that. But somewhere,
is this your
like
biggest?
Drama, but with like a narrator.
Yeah, docudrama. Yeah,
is this the biggest gig you ever got? Sounds like a big gig.
It's a big gig, and it was. And I'd say the other one was actually.
You know when you got a big gig when you got benefits.
Yeah.
Are these benefits and now you're an AFTRA?
No, I'm not.
SAG?
This is non-union.
Dirty cable vision.
Robin.
You want to be on television, right? Well, you know, we can't really pay you what the other people pay you. But we're going to find you a nice hotel room and expose them and play over and over.
I will say, like, as far as I've done a lot of non-union gigs, this was this was very nice. And they did pay pretty handsomely. They also paid for me to go to New Zealand. And that was
you don't
worth,
have to, anything, you don't have to say anything else.
I was like, you don't even have to, like, I mean, honestly, I probably would have gone with her for free. Don't tell my manager that. but like, yeah, it was a great experience. They treated us really well. The cast and crew were
amazing. Now, do you have
to pay
the manager? What's the manager get?
So they get a plus 10% that 10. The
agent gets 10, manager gets 10.
Yeah, so sometimes it depends on like the print components with managers, because like they can get up to like 15-20% sometimes.
You signed with a?
No, I freelance with this particular manager.
Just so you know,
and
for legality,
currently seeking.
As time moves on, yes. If there ever was a problem, a manager is. Illegally not allowed to take money, just in case you ever turn into a situation.
She is...
unless they're licensed agents by law. No one's allowed to, although everyone has managers and everyone. But there always comes a time like, hey, dude, you know, I don't understand why I need to. I found this gig and then it becomes something like, oh, well, you know what?
Yeah.
Says here in the law that I don't owe you nothing.
Well, yeah,
I'm just saying. Yeah, listen, yeah. I'm not making. I'm turning something into negative here, God forbid. I'm bringing out my past. Like,
curve, let me tell you. I mean, is that what you want, Andrew? You want to be stuck in New Zealand paying that son of a bitch your 10%? What does he do? What does he do? Was he on the audition? I bet he wasn't.
He just said he had a great time.
Yeah, it was an amazing time. And my manager's amazing too. She's great.
So angry.
Next thing you know, we want your car and the roof and one of your kids. For what? For what?
Well,
you leech, you Dracula.
Sorry.
No, so far it's going great.
Clear the air in the corner.
Yeah, clear it out.
Clear the air in the corners. Get the big day bacon out of the air. It's an exercise, people.
Oh, man. Yeah, so
the first thing we're going to do it, Donahue, we're going to clap our hands.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
no. It is going really well with her. But if things go south ever with any of my rep, I think I'm just going to call you to
please do it.
I just feel like they give in immediately so they didn't have to deal with you.
So what
was the psycho clapping at me? Trying to get the
some guy called
done.
Up, started clapping.
Do you hear this?
Oh, man. I can't imagine a Kiwi production team trying to deal with you either. They're so nice in New Zealand, they'd be like, oh, Jesus.
What he wants.
Yeah.
Why you get your balls taking 10% from him? What do you do for a living, you mutt, you? I got some bread for you. I want you to try.
Oh, yeah.
So what?
That should be Pesci's new job.
Trying
to negotiate.
Yeah.
Oh, we mean it's a union job. What are you talking about? Here's your balls, homie. Why is he sitting there in coach with all the other hamstringers? Ham and eggers. Ham and eggers. I want my client up there with the filet mignon. You hear me? He should have a choice like a gentleman. Yeah.
When a kid gets in trouble in school and they hire Joe Pesci to call the principal.
Will you guess your balls to send my kid? Send my kid.
So I got to tell you this thing. You know, my wife is into cooking now for the whole family. And although she enjoys cooking, it's, you know, looking up ingredients and stuff like that. There's sites and all that. But now we got the sickest thing. Was that not sick, the food they delivered?
Totally.
It was ridiculous.
You didn't even have to think.
You didn't have to think at all. Do you hear her in the background? So let me tell you what it is. It's HelloFresh.com. You don't have to think. Does that make sense? Tell your wife, tell your girlfriend, tell your boyfriend. You don't have to think when it comes to HelloFresh.com. And now when you go to it, I'm going to tell you right now, it's just so I don't forget, the code word is metal if you describe. HelloFresh.com, metal. When you subscribe, you immediately, you get $35 off first week. It's off. So here's the deal. They send you a meal right to your doorstep. I thought we had the sickest gift ever. At first, I didn't realize it was from HelloFresh.com. So we get this thing. They send you the meat was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Everything's organic.
Everything is organic. Everything's organic. Fresh.
Ready to use.
Ready to use.
All the spices were measured out.
All the spices were measured out. My wife never talks.
It's like Legos,
but for food. I don't understand that one from my daughter. But how do you get this like Legos? What do you mean it's like Legos?
The Legos, they come in little packets. And, they're all like...
with the number.
Yeah. And then it just tells you like what you have to do and then you're done.
All right. No, you're right. My daughter's right.
Yeah.
It's Legos for cooking. So here's what they do. They, HelloFresh, send you the meal, send you... Everything's organic, like the vegetables. They send you don't have to measure, get your measuring cups out. You don't have to get anything. It's all measured. It's all done. It all comes. It tells you step by step everything you do. 30 minutes, you have a rockin' meal. There's no like sugars and all this junk. Amazing. I was blown away. So check this out, especially if you're having trouble and you want to make meals. This is the easiest thing in the world. Just go to HelloFresh.com and then enter the code METAL when you subscribe. You understand? I think you got it. It's a great gift, too. It was really easy to do. And my favorite thing that my wife loved was I don't have to think. There's no thinking. You might as well order. It's better than ordering a pizza. It's a lot healthier and a lot easier, I'll tell you that. All right, so check out HelloFresh.com, and I like to thank them personally. Every meal I got was absolutely rocking and very metal. Out of curiosity, have you two, has Andrew and Michelle, have any of you practiced in front of each other?
No. With these things?
No.
Okay, Michelle's crazy train. Andrew is no one like you. And
what do you mean?
P cells.
Wow.
You know what?
We have to play the song. We have to play the songs after each.
Of course we are.
Definitely.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Where should we start? And should everyone watch each other, or will that throw you off? Because everyone's kind of setting their own thing. Because I know too, if I was in a room and it's, I'm like, oh shoot, man, I'm gonna change mine up now. Is that gonna exist today?
No, I think we've all worked together a lot.
Yeah, it's gonna be, yeah.
So I feel more comfortable with him in the room. I don't trust you. If you could leave. I trust Babyface.
Kathy sings opera while he's choking you out.
That's why I trust him.
Fair enough.
Let's start with No One Like You.
Is that No One Like You?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Andrew, who you can see on an upcoming series, we don't want to leave out too many details, but when they are announced, we will put them up on the site where you can watch them and stuff like that. Do you want to stand or anything like that? Or
No, I can just do it right
here.
Right there.
Yeah, sitting by the mic is good for the audience.
And tell us how you came about your character or... what your take on was this, on this.
You're or should we do it after?
Do that after?
Yeah, let's
listen.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
let's do it after?
Yeah,
we can do it after.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just trying to make radio. See, this is called prolonging the listener, but I forgot we don't have commercials, so we're okay. Okay, so this is Andrew doing No One Like You. Take one. There goes the coffee on the floor.
It's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
Girl, it's been a long time that we've been apart. Much too long for a man who needs love. I miss you since I've been away. Babe, it wasn't easy to leave you alone. It's getting harder each time that I go. If I had the choice, I would stay. There's no one like you. I can't wait for the nights with you. I imagine the things we'll do. I just want to be loved by you. Girl, there are really no words strong enough to describe all my longing for love. I don't want my feelings restrained. Oh, babe. I just need you like never before. Just imagine you'd come through that door. You'd take all my sorrow away. There's no one like you. I can't wait for the nights with you. I imagine the things we'll do. I just want to be loved by you. No one like you.
And cut! Wow.
I almost cried.
Me too.
That was awesome.
I was almost crying.
That was awesome.
So did you see that in a vein of talking to her to face or leaving her a message?
Ooh.
It started as like an impulsive thing. Originally, like I went with something else originally, but I didn't like it. So
what'd you go with originally?
Originally, I was gonna have it be like a real like, ah, God, I'm like kind of cheesy. So I like
so what? Go ahead.
I like cute talking to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I was gonna do that, but as I was doing it out loud, I was like, fuck, that's like way too long and obnoxious to like do baby talk for like. So like, and then you know, like just kind of looking at the words and like thinking about like. Because it did appear, I don't know the song, It did appear to me to be like a poem or song, but I didn't know. And so I was like, how would I make sense of this? How can I anchor into this? And for me, what I hope to have done there was I was talking to a dead lover on the verge of
a dead lover
ready to join her. By taking my own life.
Oh my God.
That's where you were going with that?
Wow. Wrestling with it. Not ready to do it, but wrestling with it.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that part where you just brought up. That's why I want to hear it beforehand.
why?
I would have. So oh my. I would have been doing this in the middle of it. Wow!
See, wow! That's why I wanted you out of the room.
I would be like that bad movie theater guy. Wow! Oh, he's going to take his life! Don't do it! Don't do it! No! You've never heard the song?
No.
You okay. Probably have once you hear it.
Oh!
I know the song.
Yeah, you know the song now?
Holy shit.
It's amazing.
Oh, man.
And then when he comes into it.
This chorus is so different now for me.
Great. Weird. Now we got to listen to it like, can't believe you're dead. You've been dead for a year.
You were terminal. I had to say bye to you slowly.
I did everything I can. I'm becoming an alcoholic. I don't know who I am.
I tried so hard.
Joe's so hard, I'm getting the noose. I'm throwing it up over the tree. I'm getting my stool.
The rickety stool.
I'm coming to meet you, honey.
I'm coming home.
To meet you. There's no one like you. I'm taking my life.
I'm coming home.
No, there isn't. Here I come.
Wee.
Wee.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's great. That's brilliant.
Wow.
Amazing.
Ah, it's so fun, man. That's so fun.
Isn't that fun?
That's so fun.
Isn't it freaking fun?
It's fun as hell.
Okay.
The best part is after hearing it,
yes.
It's like I forget the song. When I listened to him do it, I was like, yeah, this sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But then I get lost in it, and when you hear the words after it.
Well, it also came for me because there's so many in the rock and hard rock and metal world. There are so many lyrics where you go, Have you read this? It's just it's lost because it's it's lost because it's not pop and whatever. And that's why I think I love every single one of these. All right, I do. I love every single one of these. All right, so No One Like You. Now, if you heard the song. Do you think you would have took a different angle?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, just because, like, when you know something,
Right.
It's hard to get out of that cadence of how they do it, which is the main problem.
Yeah, I know.
But if you're just taking it line by line, moment by moment of what the person is saying, and the point of view is kind of everything, even with songwriters, actors, painters, anything. So, like, my point of view was obviously a lot different than Scorpion's.
Now I see you as the fall leaves are coming down, as you're there at a tombstone. There's no one like you. And don't do it.
Make a video now.
There's a hot chick moving in next door to you.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad you don't hear.
Yeah.
I love.
Which is why I purposely didn't, like, do any research outside of it. You know what I mean?
So awesome. Because
I was like, what if this is a poem or a song? It's probably really popular. Turns out it was. And, like, you know what I mean?
But, only our generation really knows it. Yeah. I mean, I don't. Well, I don't know. It's popular, but not as popular as we think it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a pretty popular
song. It's a popular song.
I definitely know it. I've sung along with it.
Of course.
I've been drunk and sung along to it.
There's no one like you. This is the best song ever.
No idea once I got it in an email from Deanna.
So when you emailed them, you just emailed the words?
I made it into a paragraph so it looked like a monologue.
You are brilliant.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Stanzas,
thank you. That is so smart and awesome. Because that was my biggest fear. Like, how are they not going to know what song this is?
Oh, yeah,
because
it seems
if it's
so
broken
obvious.
Up like lyrics and you see it in, then automatically it's...
Deanna.
And we were talking about it in the on the train out here. That's like, well, it's songs, right? Like, because it can't be poems. Like, we can't find like a pattern.
Right.
You know, like A, B, I don't know poems either. So, but like, I was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sure does rhyme. And it's like, all right, well, whatever. Like, I don't need to know it. This is not the purpose of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not
right.
for me to guess what the song is.
Yeah.
It's for me to do a monologue based on the lyrics.
Awesome. Nice job, Andrew.
Awesome.
Nice job.
Thanks. Yep.
Very nice job. I tell you what, I'm going to clap in the corner. Clap in the damn corner. Look
like
at you, baby face, Alex. Standing there on your big wheel. excuse me 1 second. This I have to take is... Hello?
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. Everything good?
Everything's good. Do you have a minute to talk to her?
She's yes.
She's been looking for you all morning. She's
okay.
She's going to walk to the front door.
No problem.
Right.
It's my mother.
You're on phone. Sure.
Hey, what are you doing?
Jim?
Hi, what you doing?
I can't hear you. Hold on. There you go. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, what are you doing? You hear me now?
I'm here, but very light.
Okay. I'm here. You okay? You miss me? Everything okay?
Yeah, you coming here?
I'll be there tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow, and I'll pick you up early, like 9.
I can't hear you.
Fuck it.
Hold on.
You hold on. You there? Ma. I'll be there tomorrow morning. Yes, tomorrow morning, and I'll pick you up, and we'll go to breakfast.
All right, but you won't be here today.
No, I'm working today.
Okay, tomorrow morning.
Yes, I'll be home tomorrow, okay? Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
Stay out of trouble. Keep your skirt on.
All right.
Okay, I love you.
Bye, I love you.
All right, bye, Mom.
So I thought that was a monologue, so I was like,
what song is that?
I was like, in the other room, and I was like, oh, I don't want to interrupt anybody.
No, my mom, anytime I get a call where my mom's 90 and she lives in assisted living. And so anytime that number calls from there, I don't know if it's the call.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm constantly like, oh, my God. And then, but lately she's been like, she gets confused. She's like, you coming to get me? Like, no, not today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she waits by the desk. A little sad, but.
Mm. Yep.
Mama.
It is what it is. I'm so glad everyone else goes and sees her. Okay, short subject. Anyway. Yeah, it's another hole. Yeah. It's great when you get old. It's really awesome. No one comes to see you. It's great. couple fun. Siblings, maybe one. Holidays, whatever. It's like she lives more than 10 miles away from everyone. But it's all good.
Oh, mama.
Do you go see her, though?
All the time.
Good.
Yeah, I take her out.
Yeah, you can tell. You're...
Yeah, no.
I was like, he's sitting there talking like this, but no way.
No. I see her all the time. I get frustrated.
I get it.
Because other people don't go.
Because there's plenty of other opportunities for
people to go.
Many see. Others to go see. Just for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
15 makes a big difference.
I think there's one, two, three, four. Is at least four or five relatives that are not more than 10 miles away.
What are their names,
15
Jim?
Miles.
They know their names and they don't listen to this.
They know who they are.
All righty, you know who our favorite is. You know our favorite sponsor, deepdiscount.com. Now, if you don't know anything about deepdiscount.com, they are loaded. What does Halford sing? Because I'm locked and loaded. Well, Deep Discount is locked and loaded. Huge site. What are you waiting for? It has CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays, so much more. You find everything you're looking for at incredibly low prices at deepdiscount.com. And right now, there's additional site-wide winter sale. Thousands of titles on sale at even lower prices. Spend $35 or more on DVDs, Blu-rays, CDs, and you get 10% off. But here's the kicker. Right now, you can get bigger discount as long as you use the code word ORNAMENT. 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 That's your code, ORNAMENT. And that's for the holidays, which is not very far away. So make it easy. Save money. You save time. Check out deepdiscount.com. You'll find thousands of titles to choose from, including new music releases for all the ladies. Bon Jovi. This house is not for sale right now at deepdiscount.com. But you know what is for sale? The Bon Jovi album with three bonus tracks at deepdiscount.com. And, of course, my album, Jim Brewer and the Loud and Rowdy, Songs in the Garage. Go there, get the album. Give it to a friend. Give it to some family member. Support our sponsor. Go to deepdiscount.com right now. Remember to use the code ORNAMENT for extra savings. Thank you, Deep Discount.
All right, so this is exciting now. Juan, because now I know. I'm so curious because I've actually done this. Yeah. This is one of my favorite all-time monologues. I said monologues. I love this. Ain't going so many different ways. So Juan is going to be doing
Peace Cells.
It's called Peace Cells. And you've never heard the song.
No.
You have no clue. I honestly believe him 1,000%. There's no reason why he would know this song.
Yeah.
And it is such an obscure, unless you are in the metal world, nobody knows this song.
Yeah.
Nobody knows this song unless you are a true headbanger.
Oh, I thought you said P Cells.
No, Peace.
No, Peace.
Okay, that's awesome.
Do you know
Peace.
The band? Do you know the band?
Ba-ba-ba, what are you doing?
I just
shut
up.
Know. No. No.
You didn't write the title?
No. Quiet.
I didn't write the title
nothing.
Either.
It says
they don't know
anything.
They
says,
don't know titles.
Okay, okay.
God, Mike.
Is it Five Finger Death Punch?
No, it's not, no. Andrew.
Okay.
Okay, so this is, you tell me when you're ready.
What do you mean I don't believe in God? I talk to him every day. What do you mean I don't believe in a system, your system? Yo, I go to court when I have to.
What do you mean I can't get to work on time? I got nothing better to do.
And what do you mean I don't pay my bills?
Why do you think I'm broke? Huh? If there's a new way, I'll be the first in line. But it better work out this time. What do you mean? I hurt your feelings? I didn't know you had any feelings. What do you mean I ain't kind? I'm just not your kind. What? Do you mean I couldn't be the president of the United States? Tell me something. Is this still We the People? Right. Yeah, if there's a new way, I'll be the first in line, but it better work this time. Can you put a price on peace? Peace. Peace sells. Peace. Peace sells. P-cells. Yeah, but who's buying? P-cells, but who's buying? P-cells, but who's buying? Peace? Cells. But who's buying? No.
And see. Wow.
I'm so curious what this fucking song.
No, I cannot wait to hear this.
Wow.
Now, where are you going with that? Who are you talking to?
I mean, as much as I always try to avoid it, I'm always talking to my father.
Talking to your dad.
As much as I'm always trying not to. I'm like, I'm going to go somewhere else, but it's where I'm at now is just like...
You're talking to your dad.
It's always about him, yeah.
He's coming in, asking for rent, or telling you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny, because yeah. I... That is now here's
you have your version, right?
Yeah, my version was here. Give me, I have to look at it.
Oh, the paper?
Oh, yeah, because I don't remember all the lines. So I did. Now I went for full blown funny.
Yeah.
So I did, what do you mean I don't believe in God? I talk to him every day. What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to. What do you mean I don't get to work on time? I got nothing better to do. What do you mean I don't pay my bills? What do you think, I'm broke? Huh? If there's a new way, I'll be the first in line. It better work this time. What do you mean I hurt your feelings? I didn't know you had any feelings.
I think they're talking to each other. What I did and what you did is totally.
He's just a cranky the fuck out of here. What are you to get the hell out of here? And my guy just sits on a porch. What?
Yelling at the kid.
With my old dog and my beer. What? What do you mean? I talk to him every day. The hell are you talking about? So here's the. And I got to say, this is one of my all-time favorite, I won't even say metal songs, just songs. Because the reason why I got into hard rock and metal was songs like this, where at the time, pop culture was all about whatever. Metal became this whole, everyone thought it was like, you know, dead, evil and this, where it was bands like this, where they were singing, basically question everything and, oh, what do you mean? So, and it was aggressive and it tapped into my aggressive anti pop culture society stuff like that. Talk to him every day. They're gonna cry when I have to. What do you think, I'm broke? Then I'm there, girl. What do you think, I'm broke? Huh? Listen to his singing skills here. So that is sick, right?
Wow, yeah.
Now, do you think that would have changed anything if you heard that? Not really.
I don't...
I think it's pretty straight.
It's, I mean, the questioning is just like... And it's right up, you know,
it's your
my,
same
my chord. Yeah. It was like, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes, it's
peace sells, but who's buying? Peace sells, but who's buying? No! No, 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 no! Oh my God. I used to go bonkers listening to this. Pretending to mosh in my room with my pillows.
So for me, like with where, like I guess my journey has been is that, especially when I was younger, and it's still the thing now, is like the vulnerability, you know, like for me, it was more of, am I beat, you know, and do I have no strength anymore? And I'm just cowering and trying to stand up for it.
Right.
And then I was like, no, I gotta fight more for it. But those are the things that were on my mind of, is he winning? And I'm just at the end of my court and just falling apart and just like, you motherfucker.
Nice.
Yeah, but that's great.
Yeah, sick, right?
Yeah.
I love this. We got to do this at least. We got to keep bringing this back.
Yeah. Definitely.
This is so much fun.
Because we'll have listeners writing in.
Yeah, they
songs
want to know monologues.
They'll want
to.
Yeah.
That is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm going to record.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. She's all excited for Michelle.
I know.
It's a lot of pressure on you, Michelle.
They brought a lot of depth. I'm not going to.
A lot of fruit with tree.
Not getting that from me, kids.
Fruit with tree. Who is that? Stanislavski? Which guy's?
Oh, no, I didn't know that one.
I don't know fruit with tree. Fruit
My acting teachers tree. Say that. Jim, it sounds like a lot of fruit with no tree. Where's the tree? That's what he would do with me. Where's the tree?
I like that.
My whole scene in Half Baked, believe it or not, I would fly home to the acting coach. Everyone just thought I was high and wired. Not one scene was improv. Every single one of my lines was word for word. And I would fly home to the acting coach, and I'll never forget the whole ordering the food scene. And I was like, this is a big scene. He's like, okay, all right. Go ahead, read the scene. And I just remember reading it. I sucked. Like, let me get some, Chuck. And he go, before we even talk about that, I'm ready. Do you want to order lunch? I go, yeah. And a little bit, he goes, what do you like? Like, I don't know. Like, and he totally, I don't know how I fell for it. I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Like, let's get a chicken parmesan here. He's like, you like chicken parmesan? Oh, like, why do you like chicken parmesan? Oh, he's like, yes. Describe the sauce. Describe the bread that it's on. Do you taste it now? Do the scene now.
Yeah.
Yes, the chocolate. What goes on the chocolate? The marshmallows. Yes. Why are they so good? S'mores. Yes, I can now do the scene. Why? Oh, my God. Stand and tell it. Like, yeah, wait a minute. And so every time I watch that scene, I'm like, oh, my God, it's my acting coach.
That's fucking great. That's so cool. That's so my good acting to know. Coach. Oh, my God.
That's great, man.
I'm blown away, dude.
But nobody, you know, everyone just sits there. They have no clue.
He was just high.
That's literally, I spent like $600 to fly home. Sit with him for an hour and a half, go over the lines, fly back, film it the next day.
Badass. Oh,
that's awesome, man.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Because I just wanted to.
Who's your coach?
Anthony Abeson.
Anthony Abeson.
Anthony Abeson.
Good job, Ant.
Yeah.
See you guys later.
Still. Bye. Have a going. Have a going, guys. See you tonight.
Bye, guys.
Nice meeting you guys.
See you tonight. Take care. He's still in this little apartment in New York. Walk-up. Yeah.
God, that's great. That is a great
story. And
his fame
to claim is like Jennifer Aniston went to him, blah, 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 but that's what he says. I don't know.
Yeah. Is it in your book?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in there. So.
Oh, man.
He's very serious. I brought him on the radio once and tried to. We were laughing because there was a guy who wanted to become an actor. He was a little off. He was a little bit of a meathead. And he started to, and we laughed. And he was like, don't you ever laugh at an actor
trying to do a scene. You don't ever. And so I was like, easy, take us. It's not funny. I'll leave right now. Whoa, easy, easy. Okay.
Wow. Okay. That's like wrath, like the protecting kind of.
You know, he was, I was like, okay, I'm just trying to be an entertaining radio show here. I do have listeners. Just one comedy. I'm just telling you. Okay, it's okay. That ain't funny. Okay. No. I wasn't the one laughing. Like, Pete, no more laughing. Because it was funny. It really was funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, he's serious, but I loved his style. It was really good.
Yeah, he's grounded.
And he says to this day, and it brings it back to Andrew and the manager. I was going through this thing with the manager, and I had to do this scene. And he, to this day, goes, Jim, I'll never forget the day when I said, here's the knife. Or I said, do to the pillow what you want to do the manager. And you grabbed the knife, and you repeatedly stabbed it. He goes, that's when I think of you, when I'm like... Whoa, dude.
Jim, just for the record, I do not feel that way about my manager.
No, I know that. I know that.
Bringing it back to your dark place. I'm in a very good place with my manager.
Andrew's
and I don't
fired.
Need your podcast messing it up.
His former manager.
But that is, I remember that conversation before when I was comically going off.
It triggered. Manager.
Now I remember even Tony Abeson in that time, and he had me like pouncing his pillow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I remember when I was done, he was just looking at me with big bug eyes.
Like, what?
Okay. Which brings us to Michelle, who is on that other branch.
Hello. Here I am on my branch.
I love it.
Here I am.
I love that you're on. It's very exotic.
Branch. So this one's Crazy Train, right?
I guess so.
All right. It's great. You tell me when you're ready. Now, you have to know this.
I know it, but I don't.
You can't put your finger on it.
I don't know it right now. Yeah, right now.
And I've been dying to do this monologue, by the way. Only because I love some of the things it says. I love what it says.
Okay. All right.
So I've been dying to do this, so I'm actually glad that Deanna typed that one out.
Are you going
to
do it after me?
No, because I've never done it.
All right. Here we go. You guys ready? Okay.
You tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's just say we're ready.
Okay.
All aboard. I'm crazy. But that's how it goes. Millions of people just living as foes. I don't know, maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and you'll forget how to hate. Mental wounds, not healing. Life's a bitter shame, and I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I mean, I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I've listened to preachers. I've listened to fools. I've watched all the dropouts who make their own rules. One person conditioned to rule and control, and the media sells it. You live the role. Mental wounds still screaming, driving me insane. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I mean, I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I know that things are going wrong for me. You gotta listen to my words, yeah? We're heirs of a Cold War? That's what we've become. Inheriting troubles. I'm mentally numb. Crazy, I just cannot bear. I'm living with something that just isn't fair. Mental wounds, not healing. Who and what's to blame? Well, I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm just going off the rails on a crazy train.
Yeah! So, you can't put your finger on that? Everyone has to know what that is.
I know the song. I'm positive. I'm kind of upset with myself for not knowing.
As soon as you hear it, you're going to know.
Oh, honey, I don't care. Please, I love you.
But you definitely know that song. Right.
Give her headphones.
Well, you gotta hear the beginning with the.
Oh yeah, I know the song!
It's gotta be the real version with the.
So you know the song.
Yes.
Crazy! That's how it goes. So let me ask you this. Before you even thought of doing one of my biggest songs in history, Where was your madness? Was there a certain place that you went to? You just said, no, I'm going to live out each line.
Well, where I am, what immediately brings up to me is because I, you know, we're living in a world of insanity right now with the election.
It's like, complete insanity. To me, politics is no different than professional wrestling.
It is. It's a sport. People are treating it like it's a
It's a fantastic sport. Show, except for more people are killed, yeah?
Significantly more.
But a lot of t-shirts are sold, and the viewership is huge. I mean, for the ratings are astronomical. And think of all the Halloween gear.
Oh.
They kill it with production. But really, at the end of the day, it's professional wrestling. The mad people think they're voting. I love America.
So real. So real.
Now, so anyway. Yeah. Wow, this was cool. I already have at least two or three more that are going to be freaking awesome. I know right away what my next one is right off the bat. And people, they're going to fight over who gets to
what
do
it. What is it?
I can't tell you. Oh. No. We're going to have to do this again. We're going to have to do this again.
I know which one I definitely want.
I know it. Mine is so good.
Could I throw something in as an adjustment?
Yes.
Adjustment just for
I do too. I want an adjustment too.
Just for freedom, because you already started doing this when the email you sent, but of maybe not having some of the punctuation.
Oh, yeah.
Or saying you have freedom to change the punctuation.
Oh, I thought I did. I said you could omit things if you wanted.
Omit things. Mm-hmm. I took as words.
Me too.
But
yeah.
I would take that too as words.
I would be like, oh, it's just.
What about two? The next time we do, is this too much? Like, we sit down there and you have to, and you get to act it out. Because I got to say, I was kind of hoping to see.
Get us up and.
Yeah.
Yeah, up on your feet.
To me, that would have been awesome.
Sound wise, like, is it okay? Like,
I'll just bring the mic. Drop mics or something. Yeah,
something
it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, what, Andrew? What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, too, what might be interesting as well, instead of the person just saying after they've done the monologue where they were coming from, a few people go around and think they were coming from.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Could be I like that, too.
Tripart. I don't know.
No, what, I like that a lot.
What about how you and Deanna did it together? I like the idea of, I like the two
Living
people.
Living After Midnight, yeah.
Yeah, like, I like that idea.
She did send us one that was like that. She said you can make it a scene, but we obviously all chose our monologues. But I'm all up for that, too, to see if there's a dialogue.
We should really, that should be our freaking nights. That should be like a theater night. That'd be so much freaking fun.
Mm-hmm.
We could say that, but we'd have to plan it like once a month or once every 5-6 weeks. Give it plenty of time to figure it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more time with it, too.
The more time to figure it out and just do that. Because I already know at least two that most likely you guys would have a field day with.
You look like you're salivating right now.
Yeah. I am. Yeah. Field day. Because in my head, too, I have a whole visual of watching the show with a light and going up and acting it out, no matter what it is. And you bring whatever you want or whatever. And just, you know, seeing it up there and then breaking it down to this is what it was.
Yeah.
It was just this. And now it turned into that. Mm. I love that idea. Yeah. That is so freaking cool. This was a great episode.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was fun. Did you guys have fun?
Oh,
yeah,
I had awesome. A lot of fun. Thank you
Thanks
so
for
much.
Having us, man.
We did not. I know we talked about it on the train. We had no idea what to expect. It's like, all right, this feels like it's Deanna. I'm just like, hey, man, just roll
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think back.
I think we're going to get a lot of feedback. If you have metal monologues, write to us. The Metal in Me. Is it The Metal?
The Metal, yeah.
TheMetalInMe.com. TheMetalInMe.com. Tell us what you thought of today. The videos are up. You can watch the videos. And if you have some, email them. I know which ones I'm going to do right away. I'm not even going to tell anyone. I'm going to type them out.
Yeah.
I'm going to type them out. They are so exciting just to think about it. Because I love it. I already got three. I got three of them right off the bat.
I like it too. I think it'd be so fun to get assigned a character too. Like to have no idea and to have you be like, do it.
Ooh, that, you know? I like that too.
To set up a circumstance for them and be like, this is where,
Like, I'm all for that. Yeah. A lot. That is what we'll let's shoot for that to the next time.
All
That'll be great. I don't know if that's an invitation for us specifically. Or
I already know what I want to give. No, no, no. I already know what I want to give Andrew.
I would love to. No, this was a
blast. I just want
to
come hang out at your house.
I know what I'll give Andrew right off the bat. Oh, boy. I know what I'm giving you. No, I know. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And then what's the other one? Oh, yes. And then I got a perfect one for Juan right away. I got him. It's going to be good. All right, man. We'll see you next week. And we'll keep you updated on Rock on the Range, what's going on there, the interviews. Like I said, we'll be headlining Rock on the Range. Hopefully, we are on that day. And don't forget, we're at Bernie's every Wednesday this month of November. We're also going to be playing Philadelphia. We're also going to be playing
Long Island,
Mulcahy's, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Yeah. And Massachusetts and Albany. Albany, we're opening for... You didn't hear about this?
No.
The Albany gig got changed. We are now opening, I believe, for the Sick Puppies.
Oh. They were at festivals we did, right?
Mm-hmm. So wow. Now we're technically opening for the Sick Puppies at this radio Christmas show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's a built-in.
One.
Yeah, the Sick Puppies. You just gave me another idea. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Metal.
Down.
We've been dying to do this forever. We finally did it. Well, I hope you enjoyed the Metal Monologues. Catch you next week.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app, look it in the mouth, get amazing services. Thank you.
Run to Old Navy right now to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses from $12, and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy right now. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.